everybody. Welcome to the Recreation Committee meeting Monday, June the 4th, 8:30 a.m. Item number one is the approval of the minutes of the May 1st, 2018 meeting and the May 2nd, 2018 special meeting. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second. Approve.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Item number two is public comment period. This is a time when we ask the audience if they have anything they want to say. Now today, unless it's on a particular subject, you can either wait for that subject to come up or you can speak now so you get one shot. So anybody have anything they'd like to say before we get started? Yes, ma'am. Name and address for the record.
Yes, sir. Good morning. My name is Elizabeth Boyles. I am resident 601 Coral Street. I'm also in your planning department. And I just wanted to take this opportunity to remind everybody that we have an open house tomorrow night from here from 5 to 7. We're going to be discussing the comprehensive plan that we're working on right now. We've got a set of land use and transportation recommendations that we're kind of starting to move forward with. And we're looking for public feedback. We want to make sure we got it right. So if you've got a few minutes tomorrow evening from 5 to 7, we'd love for you to drop by. There'll be opportunities to give comments on both transportation and land use issues. There'll also be a transportation presentation at 5:30 and at 6:30 in the council chambers. So we'd love to get as many people in this building as we possibly can to give us your ideas and your thoughts on what, kind of what we want the future of our town to be. So, and all the information is also online. If for some reason you can't make it, you can get the information online. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Those are great meetings, and I tell you, you learn a lot when you go to those meetings. I still go, and I learn. I've been doing this 18 years, and I still learn something every time I go. So we encourage everybody to attend. Anybody else? All right, we'll move on to item number three, employees' years of service.
Thank you. We have two members of our staff today that we want to recognize for years of service. So can I bring a couple people, or we'll do one at a time. Rhea, can you come up front, please, to recognize?
Rhea.
This is Rhea Pitts. Rhea, I'm sorry I don't have the microphone here. Can you hear me
okay? Right. It's Rhea Tapio Pitts.
Rhea Pitts works with the Recreation Department, has worked with us for 10 years. Started off over at the Jones Center and the last 5 years at least, maybe six, has been over at the Senior Center as an administrative assistant. But the story didn't start there. The story actually started in like high school and college. Apparently she used to work for NPRD a long, long time ago. 20 years, 15 years maybe, something like that. She worked for us as a swim instructor. And it was actually before we even had a pool at the time. And she used to teach over at Sullivan's Island, right?
Started out at Sullivan's Island. Yeah. And then in college, my sophomore year in college, I come home and I get this little note, oh, by the way, swimming lessons this year are at the Kaiser's pool. So I taught swimming at the Kaiser's private pool for the town of Mount Pleasant.
And that would be in Shimwood.
In Shimwood, yes, sir. In between when they left sand dunes and when they did whatever.
Well, we were lucky enough to get her back here 10 years ago and coming back to the department. So. Been a pleasure to work with. Loved by all the members over at the Senior Center. And I think it's Sheree's right-hand person over there to keeping everything straight, helping with all the registration, everything that goes on over there. She's our rec track person guru over there. So she's also played a big role in the seniors in the Senior Center success over there. So Rhea, we appreciate everything you've done. It's wonderful to have you here. So thank you very much. All right.
Steve, I'd like to also point out that her sisters run the Tapio School of Dance. So her family's been involved with working with youth in our community for many, many years, whether through dance or through her work as well. So gymnastics and things like that. Yeah. So the family's been involved with our youth for many, many years, and we appreciate that.
Rhea, I'm sorry. Diana, can you come up front, too, please? Diana Drake.
Ladies and
gentlemen. She's worked with the Recreation Department for 15 years. She's for a long time was Jimmy's right-hand person over in athletics, and now works for Matt Hansen. I know Matt's in here somewhere. There we go. Done a great job over there. As a matter of fact, there's so many times when I'm needing information, I'm thinking, okay, let me give Matt a call. I'm like, forget it. I might just call Diana, because that's where I'm going to get to. We know where I'm going to get sent to get the right information. She handles all the rentals of our facilities, which we rent a lot of facilities. There's constantly people, all the gyms, and keeping that straight. That is quite a challenge that she's got on her shoulders, and has done a great job. She's also a part of the Employee Recreation Committee, the Employee Relations Committee for the town, to help put together all the activities that we do town-wide for the town-wide staff. She is part of the Awards Committee for SCRPA, our state professional organization. She volunteers for everything we have going on. I mean, whether it's a town event, Children's Day, or a Christmas parade, Blessing of the Fleet, she's at everything that we have going on. She's at just everything we have going on. We can always plan on her being there, and she always raises her hand and says, "I can help with that." Special Olympics. Just every time I turn around, there's an event. You're always there. So. She loves the outdoors. She still loves spending time with her grandchildren. We always see, has an active Facebook account. You always see her out paddle boarding or playing with the kids in the mountains and doing something fun. So anyway, it's a pleasure to have you here, and congratulations on 15 years. All right.
Congratulations. All right, thanks, Steve. We'll go on to item number 4. We had on here recognition of Wando High School boys varsity soccer national champions, but there were some issues with them being able to make it today, so we'll have them back another time. Just so you know that Wando was ranked, again, number one in the nation in soccer. It's amazing what's been done here with recreation, and to have a national champion here I think is just fantastic for us. So we just want to take our hats off to them, and we'll have them back another time.
Sorry.
All right, item number 5, consideration of request for Shem Creek Presbyterian Church for a 1-year lease extension for the use of the Darby building. Steve?
Sure. Thank you. Shem Creek Presbyterian Church has been using the Darby building for church services. They had a lease for a year, and they're looking to renew their lease again. They have been good stewards of the facility. They've used it well. There have been no issues over there. They pay a 50% rate of the normal rental rate to use the facility, and they pay for the staffing cost. We always have somebody at any facility to pay for staffing. So it's been brought to you for consideration of a 1-year extension.
Good. GM?
Is there what was the underlying reason behind the 50% rate for them, and are they asking for the 50% rate again?
They are asking for the 50% rate again. The underlying reason is, as far as why they are requesting it, obviously is to not pay as much as the full rate. But the reason, when these are brought to council, to committee, it's just for consideration, and the last time it was just considered, why don't we give them a 50% rate? There's not a magic number of as to why that number was chosen.
I think most of the times it is, GM, through the history that I've seen, is they're trying to save money to buy their own facility. They want to get out on their own. They don't want to stay under the town, and by us allowing them to do that, they're able to start saving up some money so that they can. The idea is to help them get started, and then they get out on their own to be able to have their own facility. So by us doing that, it allows them to do that, and then they'll move on, and maybe another one will come in, maybe they won't, but that was the idea, I think, was just to kind of give them a hand so they can, you know, eventually get their own facility.
Do we give discounted rates to other religious organizations that use town facilities?
We have, yes, we have. I know I believe the Scientology group, I'm not sure if it's Scientology, Christian Science, I'm sorry, I get groups mixed up. Christian Science Group uses the Marion Brown Center. I know there's a big difference between the two. I know there's a huge difference. As soon as I said that, I started.
We also have one at Park West as well, right?
They have Young Life uses the Park West Pavilion facility as well as the Jones Center facility.
Do we give discounted rates to nonprofits that come to us to use our facilities if they are also working to get their own facility? I just am trying to understand what the standard is here and to be sure that it's uniformly applied and to understand whether or not this is something moving forward that we think is appropriate for the town to do. And the dollar amount is somewhat trivial, right? Isn't it like $30 a week? It's the cost regular, of like $30 an hour or something?
The normal rental rate is $75 per hour. That's the normal rental rate for the facility. So at half price, they're getting it for $37.50 per hour for 2 hours. So they're paying $75 for the 2 hours instead of $150 for the 2 hours.
And so this is basically ad hoc. We take whatever organization comes to us asking, and they have to ask for a discounted rate, or we automatically give a discounted rate to religious organizations, or I'm just trying to understand.
They are requesting it. And as Councilman O'Rourke had mentioned in some of our email conversations, I think it would be a good idea to standardize that, to standardize some system for being able to determine when groups do get it and when they don't. And yes, you are correct. Right now, as groups come to us and they ask for a rental and ask for if they are looking for a fee waiver or a reduced rate, they come requesting that. There are just different organizations that we've done that for. Wounded Warriors has a softball tournament each year. We usually give them a discounted rate for use of the softball fields at Jimmy Signia's fields. There are other groups that come in, and when seen as a worthy organization and a worthy cause, something you're wanting to support, committee has supported that in the past.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion that we approve this, but also no time limits or anything, but just have staff take a look at some standardization as it comes to rentals. And the reason I think I started my email exchange was the other hat I wear is Finance Committee Chair, and that we're trying as hard as we can to find revenues that we're going to need in this town as we move into the future. And I mean, they're a great group, but all the groups that you get are great groups.
Right.
They all are. And they all can make a case for what it is. At the end of the day, $70 for those 2 hours is really a really, really good deal. For a church to not have to lease space monthly in this town, it's a really good deal. But I don't want to mess with you right now. I think we should approve it. I'll make the motion to approve it. And then just have staff have a discussion about some type of standardization and come back whenever you're ready.
Second. We got a motion in second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Okay, so we have two ayes and one nay. All right. Item number six is discussion of possible action with regard to the reconstruction of the tennis courts on Queen Street. That would be in the Old Village. Steve?
As you know, we have a Queen Street court project. It was funded by the Land Water Conservation Fund. The project initially was to replace the three courts that are over there. Due to the concerns about the flooding concerns and the stormwater drainage issues in the Old Village and the town ordinance requiring a 40% maximum impervious surface in the area, the town was going to adhere to our own policies, our own rules, our own ordinances, and keep the impervious surface under 40%. To do that, we needed to reduce the number of courts to two courts instead of three courts. You just couldn't get there with three courts and stay under 40%. So that was the plan forward. We were moving forward with two courts, but it is being brought today for committee's consideration as to whether you would like to request a waiver from the BOZA to be able to waive. What would the term be? Just waive the requirement
to variance.
Grant a variance. That's the term I was looking for. I'm sorry, grant a variance for the to the 40% rule.
Yeah. Eric, could you do us a favor? Just give us a little history of why we did the ordinance with the 40% pervious, so that people understand for the record why it was done and how it would affect if we go against our own variance, trying to protect, flooding from the houses down in the Old Village. Just some information, but at least some history of how we got to where we are now with this ordinance.
Yes, sir. The Old Village area has experienced for some time flooding issues, particularly with stormwater. The infrastructure that is in place is owned almost entirely by the South Carolina Department of Transportation. There are areas that don't have any infrastructure. And for some of the infrastructure that is there, owned by the state, much of it isn't working properly. So it's, and we've seen over the last few years, we have seen increased periods of heavy rainfall, which seem to have exacerbated the situation. So we have an area of town, and we have others in town that you know of. We have an area of town that is under threat seemingly more often because of a stormwater situation, a stormwater problem. And until proper infrastructure can be put in place, which you know very well is under design, we've taken other measures to be able to control stormwater. And one of them is to require that no property can exceed 40%. No more than 40% of the property can be impervious, I'm sorry. And so that's the ordinance that we have at play. It applies to the entire area. And so when we went ahead and designed this project, it's an approved project of the town, we ran in smack into this ordinance, which required us to redesign to two courts. And we had brought that issue to committee a few months back, and there has been significant public interest since that time. And so we're at a point now where we have an approved project, we have funding for it, supported by a grant, and so we're looking for direction on which way to go. So either we go ahead with the request of a variance from the Board of Zoning Appeals, and if they grant it, then we move forward and we build the three courts. If they don't, I'd also ask you for a decision to be made that if they don't grant the variance, that I guess at this time, because the money is still there, the grant money is still applicable, that we go ahead and build the two courts, the two-court alternative. That's where we are.
I guess my opinion, and I see we have our legal staff in the back there, but and I don't, she doesn't need to chime in on it if she doesn't want to, but if we grant this and say a month from now somebody wants to build and they want a variance, they want us to do a variance as well, would that put us in any kind of legal limbo if we go ahead and get a variance on this and then others request variances to build bigger houses or whatever? Would that put us in?
Well, they would have the same process that afforded to them that we have, and that is to go through the Board of Zoning Appeals. And they have the authority to grant a variance or not. So they may choose or not to do it to us, and they may choose or not to do it for a private property owner. It's up to them. I don't believe it, and they can weigh in if they like, I don't believe it puts us in a weaker position to enforce the ordinance. There is a remedy. It is the Board of Zoning Appeals, and they are charged with making these kinds of decisions.
Okay. Jim?
I just think this is three existing courts. Mm-hmm. It's always been three courts. And I think it's interesting, and I think it was a policy decision of a prior council to not have a grandfathering in provision to this 40% impervious ordinance. So the way the law stands, if someone's property covers more than 40% and there is a hurricane, they cannot rebuild their existing home. They actually have to rebuild something different. And that was I don't know that I agree with that, but I think that's the way that it is. So I think that people are going to be applying for variances to rebuild if that comes up. And I don't see that there being a large problem with applying for a variance. I mean, BOZA might deny it. I don't see a large problem with applying for a variance for these tennis courts, because this is not, we're not covering more surface. We're just covering the same surface. And I believe that it's off by like 10%, like it's 50% coverage versus 40%.
Wait, it's close to 52, but yes, very, very close to that. And so it's actually slightly less than we currently are. There was some design changes to reduce it by, you know, a few percentage points.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the full council deserves an opportunity to look at this issue. And I move that we recommend that we apply for a variance and see what full council has to say about it.
Well, we can recommend to send it to full council for it. So we don't, I mean, if that's what you want to do, absolutely. I think full council should deal with it, because you're going to have people who get flooded out. That's going to show up. It's going to be really upset that we came out with a 40% ordinance to protect the flooding. And now immediately the first thing we're doing is asking for a variance to allow someone to build more than 40%. So it's going to be a contentious issue, I think, and certainly the full council. I'm good with that. I mean, I think we ought to send it to full council, and let's see what council has to say.
It would have to be, the town would be the applicant. It would have to be a matter considered by council. It'd have to be a formal action, yes.
This is why I'm not good at this job of being a council person. Wow, I can see every single point I can. I strongly don't want to see less courts down there. And I think if we put one right in the middle of James B. Edwards Park, I have the picture right here, I think that's going to be a problem also. Every single thing we do is going to be a problem, no matter what. This is not easy. This is the first I heard about taking it to full council. I think we should take it to full council because mm-hmm. GM and I are new, mm-hmm. and we're thinking without any of the information that you guys had to argue with when you came up with this ordinance. So I like bringing it back to full council so that we can hear what everybody says. I would make a second on that.
So the motion is to send it to full council?
To determine whether or not we should request a variance.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we got a motion second. And we got a second. Okay, did anybody want to come here to speak? I noticed I was going to let you speak. Don't worry. Glad to see you brought the youngsters with you because we love having them, you know, be able to get up and talk as well. Go ahead, ma'am, and just state your name and address for the record.
Okay. Well, I'm Colleen Griffin. Excuse me. I live at 840 Pitt Street, and sorry, I came to request that you ask for a variance, but I guess, and the reason being is that while I understand and applaud the town's efforts to preserve permeable surfaces, and especially in the old village, to allow drainage and to reduce flooding, I don't believe that a longstanding and much used neighborhood amenity should be penalized for irresponsible building that happened many decades after those courts were built. And it doesn't take long to walk around the old village and see examples of where recent building of larger multiple homes is going to benefit only one private owner at the expense of all of their neighbors, whereas granting a variance to the tennis courts would benefit the entire neighborhood. And so that's why I think we should. And the entire town, because anyone can use them. I mean, visitors to our town and the whole town and the recreation department for classes and things like that. So that's my perspective.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Carter Griffin, and I also live at 840 Pitt Street in the Old Village. I'm here to ask the town to maintain and continue to have three tennis courts on Royal. I previously attended summer camp at the courts, and though I don't take lessons there currently, I visit frequently along with many of my friends to play recreationally. Many times my friends and I have had to wait up to 30 minutes for a court to open, including the center court, which contains a broken net and large, terribly repaired crack down its center. These tennis courts are used by a large portion of the Old Village residents, and three are necessary to keep tennis players satisfied. It is great for kids unable to drive because these courts are close enough for us to bike to, and we often do not have the opportunity to play on courts outside of the Old Village. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, sir. You want to speak? Guys, anything? Come on. Come on. You can do it. All right.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
I always hate to ask questions like this because it's probably not a smart question. When we do the math on the 40%, do we just do that parcel where the tennis courts are, or do we do the entire James B. Edwards Park?
No.
Why? Why don't we do that?
They are separate. They're divided by our parcels.
I understand.
Divided by our roadway. It's its own. The courts are the courts.
Okay.
If we included it with Edwards, it would certainly be below the threshold. But that's
I don't want less than three courts. I don't think we should go backwards in number of tennis facilities in this town, period. I don't know how the heck we do it, but I don't want to have less facilities than we have with a growing tennis community and a growing town and a growing area. How we do it, I don't know. You figure that out. You're the smart guy.
Well, but, certainly we got Muggsy Kerr's expanding. Steve, you want to tell me real quick about Muggsy Kerr and what we plan on doing there?
We do have an expansion plan for Muggsy Kerr. Following the completion of Carolina Park, once Carolina Park is completed, we will be able to give up the baseball field that's behind Muggsy Kerr to have it replaced at Carolina Park. That will allow room for expansion of approximately six new courts over there behind Muggsy Kerr.
Good. So we are moving forward. With tennis and pickleball.
And I may also add that we are currently in construction of an additional court at Muggsy Kerr right now, an additional clay court. So compared to what we have right now, in the future, we will have 7 additional courts at that facility.
Good. So we agree.
That's great.
We agree. We want to grow.
Sure.
It's getting more and more. So anyhow, we have a motion and a second on the floor. Any further discussion? Anybody else in the audience want to say anything? Mr. Owens, you sitting there? I'm just kidding. All right. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? Ayes have it. All right. Program and projects update.
We are having a gym built right outside this door, and it's going to be very exciting. The crane is supposed to be in there today. I haven't seen it lift up in the air yet, but you're going to start seeing some walls going up this week. It's going to be very exciting. Those are poured concrete walls. It's going to be very neat because they're finished walls. The bricks, everything is inside of them. So within the next 2-week period, a building is going to pop up out of the ground, and it's going to be there. And we're very, very excited about that. That's the new town hall gym that's going to be replacing not only the town hall gym, the single court gym that we had here before. This one here will have 2 courts. We'll have the volleyball. We'll have pickleball. We'll have wrestling capability. 4 side-to-side basketball courts. So it'll be a very, very nice facility, and we're looking forward to it. Another big thing on that is the outside restroom facilities. We will have access to restroom facilities for the track and the football field over there. The building facilities will have exterior access to them. So
great.
We're looking forward to that. So that's our biggest thing coming up that you're going to start seeing very, very soon. We have since the last report, we've had the blessing of the fleet. The farmers market has been going on every Tuesday. It's been going very well. Mayor Haney has made that his new outreach program as well. He's showing up over at the farmers market each week, giving a chance to people to come meet the mayor and say hello and just kind of bend his ear if they have anything to talk to him about. So I want to recognize Tracy Richter accepted the Spirit of Cooperation Award from the Community Pride of Charleston County on May 18th in recognition of the town's partnership with Moultrie Middle School in offering the farmers market. So it was the county recognized her for that. Just this past weekend, we had the T-ball machine pitch, T-ball coach pitch jamboree out at Park West, and it was a lot of fun. It was beautiful. We were very lucky with how nice the weather was, considering how it's been over the last few weeks. But we had a beautiful day, had hundreds of kids out there. Charlie the River Dog was there, had a real nice little girl came and sang the national anthem for us. The fire department did the color guard for us. And the police department was also out there present and had the SWAT team and their vehicle and some stuff for the kids to look at. So it was a very, very nice event there as well.
Steve, I'm going to tell you, staff did a tremendous job out there.
Thank you.
So many kids out there, golly. I mean, it was crazy with all the kids, but staff always does a great job out there, and I really appreciate it. I went out there and watched them, and everything just went so smooth. I heard great things from the parents, and you're right, that little girl, I don't know how old she was, but she sang the national anthem. It was fantastic. So great job for staff. Just, you know, please pass on the staff. What a great job they did.
And I will say that my daughter, whose child was there in that, gave you a great compliment, insulted me, but it was okay. But I think her quote was, "Hey, Dad, the rec department's really stepped up their game since you left." It was like, yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
She loved it.
It was just fun to be there. It was really fun to see and watch and see all the smiles. There were a lot of smiles out there for the day. So, Party in the Park starts tomorrow night at Waterfront Park. Great event. We have some great music acts over there, food and beer and beverages for everybody. It really should be a good time. 6 p.m. tomorrow night at Waterfront Park. The junior golf tournament is going to be June 12th at Patriots Point. That's an annual event, a lot of fun. I'm going to try to get somebody out there to hit the first ball for us. So I think that might be you, possibly. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you know,
so.
I did it last year, and I tell you, I had two youngsters behind me, and it was a clutch because I knew I had to hit one straight down there. And yeah, I did. And I'm glad because both of them hit it straight down there, too. It's embarrassing if you don't hit it further than
that. Yeah.
But they, you know, the quality of their golf at this young age was amazing. I mean, they hit that thing straight down there. So it's really fun being out there and watching them. Golf teaches them so much, you know. I mean, not just how to play the game, but, you know, it teaches them a lot about, you know, how to treat people in life. I mean, you've got to have a lot of patience, and you've got to have a lot of class to be out there and to play golf. You really do. It just teaches them so much. And you watch them, and when they're playing, and they're picking up each other's ball for each other, or they're doing things for each other that really, I think, give them a good start on life. So that's why I love being a part of that.
Good. Hope we see you out there again. It'll be nice. It's another fun event. And finally, we have a new event that we're going to be trying on June 23rd. It's called the Court Queens. It's going to be a 3-on-3 women's basketball tournament at Park West. Uh-huh. So we're going to give that a shot and see how many people we can get signed up for that. I think it'll be a lot of fun out there. And we've got a great facility. Want to get some women playing and give them a chance to be on a 3-on-3 tournament together. So
that'd be some serious basketball there.
That's going to be an Olympic sport, I believe. 3-on-3.
I hadn't heard that. Is it really?
Yeah.
I have a question. A couple months ago, this committee put forth the concept of doing like an art walk at Alhambra Hall, putting, you know, having local artists and doing some sort of event in that. Has there any progress been made towards setting up an art walk?
We have not. There's nothing on that. But I think we should discuss that some more to kind of get an idea of just some more clear direction on that. But I'd love to talk with you more about that. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Also at Alhambra Hall, we did have the Spring Carnival in May. It was another very, very nice event. That's always fun over there. It was a beautiful event, yeah. Too. Pretty park. And
I brought the kids. I bring the kids every year. They had a great time.
Good. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
No, sir.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.
All right.
All right, Mr. Owens, we've started off.